Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for April 30th. And today is the story of Jephthah. But I need to make some background observations. The author of Judges gives us a rare clue into the time settings of the characters recorded in his book. Jephthah, the subject of today's reading, places himself at 300 years into Israel's settlement in the Promised Land, Judges 11:26, or about a century before David's time. The Israelites have had plenty of time to enjoy the land flowing with milk and honey, but have been embroiled in oppressive conditions for most of that time through their idolatrous behavior. So now, in keeping with that pattern of constant threat, a territorial dispute had arisen with the Ammonites, the descendants of Lot, modern-day Jordan, from which the capital city of Ammon is derived, in which Jephthah wisely stayed within the bounds of accepted law. The territory that the Ammonites claimed had never been theirs, even before Israel conquered the Amorite kings, Sihon and Og, that had contested Israel's passage into Canaan. If you have followed the Palestinian-Israeli territorial debate in modern times, you have an inkling of what was going on here during Jephthah's judgeship. Jephthah had already won some renown as a mighty warrior. So the logical thing for a nation under threat to do was to obtain the services of the man with the greatest war skills. Jephthah was an unlikely hero, however, being the son of a prominent and promiscuous tribal leader and a prostitute. The rancor between Jephthah and his half-brothers is reflected in the conversation he had with the elders of the Gileadites when they came to plead with Jephthah to lead them in war. But having secured the loyalty of the Gileadite leadership, Jephthah consented to lead them. The Holy Spirit had already come upon Jephthah in power, guaranteeing the outcome of the war. However, Jephthah presumed that gaining God's favor in the coming battle required a personally costly sacrifice. Jephthah vowed that the first thing out of his house would be dedicated and sacrificed to God if God granted him success in the campaign. Yet, rather than ask God to forgive him of his rash vow, he felt compelled to complete it, bringing death to his only child. Jephthah's vow became a monument to colossal foolishness that echoes to this day. What's to be learned from Jephthah? First, we don't need to bargain with God for the things he has already stated are ours by faith. The necessities of life, hope, heaven, you name it. Again, I refer you to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Second, if we do find ourselves in an embarrassing and even perilous situation due to some silly vow we've made, do the right thing by gaining release from the vow. Either accept the penalty for breaking the vow or find some way to satisfy the claim the other party may have on you from that vow. Just don't let the vow you have made endanger the lives or health or opportunities of others, like Jephthah's daughter. Thanks for joining me today, and we'll be back tomorrow.